Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
T.T. and y'all! Most hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
Ah! All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back. Sports Daily continues. Shane and Jacob with you. Hour number two, What's on Tap, is brought to you by Side Pockets, where you can enjoy a BLT sandwich or quarter-pound cheeseburger with fries for $5.95 today at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler here in Wichita at Side Pockets. Again, the Twitter question is out there. It's CindyOHRO. What does Wichita need the most? 869-1240 is Tad's Locker Room Hotline. You can jump on it and join us as you see fit and talk about anything that you've heard or anything maybe that you haven't heard yet here on the show. Talk some baseball. Talked a little bit about Donald Trump and LeBron James' Twitter feud, which, are there ever really winners on Twitter? Twitter is like, it brings us all back to about high school age, wouldn't you say? And maybe actually younger than that?
Yeah, I think taken in the right context, it's the most fun of the social media mediums because it was, you know, at its core and beginning, a gathering place for the greatest smart alecks in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken far too seriously now. And humor is, we just don't live there anymore. But, you know, sometimes it still gives it a run and we just react to it a little differently. Some people react to it a little differently.
Well, anyway, so we discussed that, and if you want to weigh in on it, or if you want to hear what we had to say about it, go to kfhradio.com, and the podcast will be up shortly if it's not up already. All right, second hour here on Sports Daily. Some of the headlines making news over the weekend. We'll get to the Hall of Fame in just a second, but did you see former Carolina Panther Kelvin Benjamin basically took a shot at his former quarterback, Cam Newton. Kelvin Benjamin is now with the Bills, who, by the way, just acquired another wide receiver, Corey Coleman, former first-rounder from the Cleveland Browns. But anyway, Kelvin Benjamin told The Athletic that he would have been better off the first 3.5 years of his career if he'd been with a quarterback with better accuracy and knowledge of the game. It's easy to take a shot at Cam Newton because he's not very accurate, comparatively speaking. You need to be probably 4 or 5 percent percentage points higher in the completion percentage than Cam is. But obviously, throwing the ball is not all that Cam Newton does. Interesting timing that Benjamin chose to say what he said because Carolina is at Buffalo Thursday night at 6 p.m. Now, whether either play or how much they play is probably irrelevant for this particular story. But why would, when you're already out the door, take a shot at your former quarterback?
Didn't Kelvin Benjamin give up on a play that ultimately got Cam Newton hurt pretty badly? Wasn't it him? I think it was. I think he gave up on something and Newton got hurt. So there could be a little bad blood there anyway. Like, I'm sure Cam didn't appreciate that. I'd have to look that up or the play, but I'm pretty sure that's right. I don't know, man. Like, what's the point of that? I'm glad he did it because it gives us something to talk about. I say I'm glad he did it, but, like, I'm glad he was honest, if that's the way that is, because that's always compelling and interesting to sort of hear that kind of stuff.
And that's, I suppose, the only reason why I don't think enjoy it is the right word.
Yeah, I don't. But it's not that I enjoy it.
But I enjoy his candor.
Right.
The timing and what he stands to gain, I don't know, but he actually apparently told The Athletic the answer to a question that was posed to him. So good on him for that. But he's also, especially last year, was catching balls from Tyrod Taylor, Nathan Peterman, and others who aren't exactly Joe Montana when it comes to accuracy. And, oh, by the way, his new quarterback, Josh Allen, the biggest knock on him coming out of Wyoming was accuracy. So is he maybe not taking a veiled shot at, but just kind of getting it out there that, hey, look, you guys, you might want to tighten up this accuracy thing. Maybe not necessarily just talking about Cam Newton, talking about his teammates as well, which is pretty dangerous to do in addition. Since then, his head coach has come out and basically scolded Kelvin Benjamin publicly and say, hey, there's a time and place for that. Sean McDermott's who I'm talking about. And this is neither one. But, well.
Cam Newton's going to be real good this year, I think.
You calling it?
I think he's got more weapons than he's ever had there. They drafted another receiver. We saw Funchess last year. Greg Olson's there. They've got McCaffrey and now CJ Anderson. I think their line's pretty good. I think Cam Newton will be good this year. I think he's going to have a big year and remind us of some of the things that we've seen from him in the past. He ran it a ton last year, more than he has in the last few. And if he keeps doing that, and is able to stay healthy, watch out. I think he's got a lot to prove this year.
And they mentioned that very thing on Golic and Wingo earlier. You hear a lot about young running quarterbacks, but never an old running quarterback. So he might want to start sliding more, might want to start running out of bounds more, although that's not his thing.
The difference between him is he's bigger than the guys trying to tackle him.
I know.
Bigger.
But
he's not as big. He's bigger.
I know.
So it's a little bit different. And while, yes, you do want guys to stay healthy, you also want them to play well. So
look, down around the goal line, truck somebody if you have to. Fine.
Pick up a first down.
But when you're on your own 35, run out of bounds.
Picking up a first down?
Yeah, look. You need to pick
I think he's unique. I think he is individually unique in saying that, though. Like, I don't want to see Pat Mahomes running it around a ton as the Chiefs quarterback. Didn't want to see that from Alex Smith. But when Alex Smith did it, that offense opened up. But there's a difference when you're talking about those guys, or Baker Mayfield. Like, those guys will get crushed. Cam Newton's bigger than everybody else. So, a little bit. I think they are a little unique. I think he's unique in that. I don't know that we've ever seen a quarterback of his size anyway. Other than like Ben Roethlisberger, and if we're talking body to body here, there's a little bit difference.
That's pretty much the comp right there. Ben Roethlisberger, only he's
just in size,
really
though, not
fast.
In athletic ability. Right, yeah.
Just 3 short years ago, he was the MVP through a career high 35 touchdown
passes. I've never been a big Cam guy as far as just the style and everything, but I do think that he's uniquely talented, and I'm very intrigued to see what he does this year because I think he's got a. I've always thought Carolina didn't do enough to surround him with weapons. Look at what the Chiefs have done it the exact right way you could do it for a young quarterback. You've put a quarterback in a great situation and really let them learn before you ever really put them on the field. And I mean, Mahomes has as talented of weapons as any player in the NFL when you're talking about total package on offense. And I don't know that Cam Newton ever got that opportunity. It's one of those head-scratching things, like, why wouldn't you give your franchise quarterback a little bit more to work with? Because Kelvin Benjamin's okay, but he's not that good. And when you look at, let's say, Andrew Luck, like, how do you not give Andrew Luck an offensive line to protect him for 6 years?
I think they've blown that. I mean, I think that horse is out of the barn. Yeah, they blew that.
But isn't it crazy how you see that stuff happen, and it's like, look, we all know how important this stuff is. Like, what are you doing? Like, put some talent on that roster, and you can do it in the draft, or at least try to do it in the draft, and they haven't in a lot of ways. But, you know, we'll see. I've got this feeling he's going to be pretty good this year.
The Panthers were 21-3 the past 4 years when Kelvin Benjamin was not on the field. Mm-hmm. 18-21-1 with him on the field. So that's the ultimate comeback if you're Cam Newton, who made a comment or a little story on Instagram. I guess they're stories on Instagram, basically saying I'm not going to go back and forth with him. So when you talk about High Road,
see, Cam's growing.
Apparently, he's growing. Taking it. So, petulant things kind of go in twos. So these two stories go hand in hand. Terrell Owens made his University of Tennessee Chattanooga Hall of Fame speech over the weekend. And there was one part of it that I thought at least made perfect sense, getting away from whatever you think of Terrell Owens. Part of his speech went like this, quote, "It's about the mere fact that the sports writers are not in alignment with the mission and core values of the Hall of Fame. These writers disregarded the system, criteria, and bylaws by which guys are inducted, and ultimately the true meaning of the Hall of Fame and what it represents," unquote. I can't argue with him on that little paragraph right there.
Me neither.
And it is 100% true that Terrell Owens is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and the fact that he wasn't has everything to do with his character and maybe to a lesser degree what writers thought of him as a teammate. Unfair.
Totally.
Unfair. So he had the last laugh, I guess.
Well, listen, to me, it's dumb that we have first ballot Hall of Famers. Like, guys' resumes don't change once they've retired. So I think that's silly anyway. You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not when your career's over. Terrell Owens clearly is a Hall of Famer. And I didn't watch the speech, and I've read, you know, excerpts, and I'm sure it was fine. T.O. has always been an interesting guy to me because, if nothing else, he's always been interesting and entertaining. I like my athletes to be entertaining because I want sports to be entertaining, and I think he certainly provided us entertainment as an athlete. Is he the shining example of how you want your kid to act on the field? No, probably not. But
or
kids
in the locker
smart.
Room,
you
can, if you believe
you
what
can talk
read.
To your kids about you can talk to your kids about that stuff. It's been, this whole thing has been so silly to me. And like, I mean, T.O. is not a. I mean, he's played his part in how silly this is almost exclusively. But he doesn't like that he wasn't on there the first time, and he feels like he was slighted just because of his personality, and that's fine. He has every right to feel that way. Nothing's more T.O. than how this thing's all played itself out. But the bottom line is, and at the end of the day, his playing career is not changed. He is what he is, and he's a Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. He's not even borderline, not even close to borderline.
Arguably the second best receiver ever to play the game.
Statistically.
Yes. That's what we're talking about here, right? Yards, catches, and
right,
touchdowns.
Totally. I think Randy Moss is a better receiver.
Well, I was thinking about Jerry Rice, but okay.
I know you mean Rice is the best. I'm just saying, like, if we're talking top two, I think the guy he was inducted with is better.
Yeah, and I kind of forgot about Randy Moss, who was inducted that very day. What an idiot.
I think it was, I saw somewhere, maybe it was Shannon Sharp or somebody on Twitter, saying that if the maturity was there early in his career, Randy Moss may have been better than Jerry Rice. Of course, the numbers are never going to be there, so it's hard to say that, and that's a part of it. But just ability-wise, I think about that as we induct two of the top three or four probably here. Is there, if you took them just based on ability, do you take anybody over Randy Moss?
No. There's a reason why he was called the freak.
I don't think so either. And it's so strange because Jerry Rice's body didn't wow you, right? That was, like, if you could mimic work ethic and all that stuff, that's who you'd want.
Yeah, sure.
T.O. was a physical specimen out there. And then there's Randy Moss, who looks like he never did a, you know, never benched in his life. Or did a curl.
Or squats.
And he was just always open. He was faster than everybody. He could jump higher than everybody. He made every catch. He was incredible. Mm-hmm. I go back, and I loved this because you got to see some of his old highlights. And you're just thinking, what in the world? This guy, that season with Tom Brady, man, woo, and that was late in his career, too.
For 1 year. 23 touchdowns.
God.
It's one thing to give a guy the ball at the 1 yard line to have him rack up 23 touchdowns. He's a wide receiver for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The day after his speech, Terrell Owens worked out for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Did you know that? He worked out for a CFL team the day after that speech that we were just talking about.
Please. Please.
The workout was overseen by...
Sports people let T.O. and Johnny Manziel play on the same team.
Well, please. These aren't the same teams, so hang in there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to work out, come on. Let's make that happen.
We'll get to Johnny in a second. Hold your water. The workout was overseen by Rough Riders head coach and GM Chris Jones. It was held yesterday at South Pittsburgh High School in Tennessee. Owens was quoted telling the Chattanooga Times Free Press after the hour-plus workout, quote, "I know I'm truly blessed, and I can still play the game. What I did out there today was just a small little snippet of what I can do. I just appreciate Coach for the opportunity. I guess he wanted to assess and see where I am physically," unquote. And he went on to say a few more things. Chris Jones is a graduate of UT Chattanooga. Said he wanted to evaluate Owens' route running and test his stamina. Any way in hell Terrell Owens plays for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? And if so, would you say more power to you? Go right ahead and try it.
Of course. I think there's a chance, and I think if he's good enough to do it, why wouldn't you want it? Like, why wouldn't we want that collectively? You wouldn't want to watch him play?
Well, okay. And like I said, we'll get to Johnny Manziel in a second. His debut was awful for Montreal. Now, granted, he was kind of rushed into and pushed into the starting spot. Hasn't spent a lot of time practicing with the team because he just recently got traded. But wouldn't the Rough Riders and the CFL in general kind of take a PR hit here and as turning into kind of a circus type of league? It's one thing to sign Johnny Manziel, give him a shot. Now, granted, Montreal is bad. They're 1-5, so they're kind of basically turning Johnny Manziel into a lottery ticket, just hoping that he hits. But if the Rough Riders sign Terrell Owens, aren't they joining the media, joining the circus too a little bit? He was released by the Seahawks 6 years ago. That's the last time he played.
It's hard to say because I didn't see his workout. And can he really compete? Just like if we're looking at it, and let's say it's not T.O., but John Smith out there that gets out there and works out at that age. But yeah, it'd probably be a PR stunt. I don't know. Like, what? Who cares? Like, what do you have to lose if you're the Canadian Football League? Oh, that's just a PR because we care anyway. No. I mean, why? I don't think that would deter you if you're that league. Why would you care about that? And the other side of it is if he can play, he can play. I don't know if he can or he can't. I know that there's never been somebody in as good a physical shape probably throughout their career as T.O.
Well,
so maybe, I mean, he can.
He's been away from the game for 6 years.
Yeah, but he can stay in shape.
Well, I understand that. But from 2012 until now, he hadn't gotten a chance.
And I don't know if he's tried either. So that's a hard question to answer. It would probably be a PR stunt, and I don't think it would be a bad thing even if it was just a PR stunt.
And maybe him also thumbing his nose toward the NFL and the people that cover it and continuing to, you know, double down on his disrespect that he's gotten.
Yeah.
So actually, when you think about it, it's not overall surprising that he's taken his talents to the Canadian Football League, if he makes it. Speaking of the CFL, the Montreal Alouettes fell to the Hamilton Tiger Cats 50-11 on Friday night. It was Johnny Manziel's first start in the CFL. He ended up throwing 4 interceptions, went 11-for-20 for 104 yards, also only ran for 4 yards, which is part of the allure of Manziel as a quarterback. Is this the beginning of the end, finally, really, for a guy that's still only 25?
I don't. I'm not going to make that proclamation yet because I don't know what's going on in his personal life. I think if he's got that stuff under control, then there's a great chance he responds and washes his hands of one bad performance and is still an effective quarterback.
At what level? okay, let's say all these things that you just said come to fruition, what's his ceiling then?
I've never loved his NFL game, so I'm not sure it'll ever translate. But we've seen guys transition out of crazier places. Look at Kurt Warner, Doug Flutie. I mean, it happens. So if he gets it all back together, I don't think it will. I don't think it'll happen like that. I'm not sure that I'm ready to say he's done as a professional football quarterback yet because of one bad performance. But that's all dependent on what he's doing off the field. Because I think on the field, I mean, the dude's still going to be probably okay.
The Alouettes are 1-5 now. We'll see if he gets another opportunity to start. Again, keep in mind, he's playing for his former college football coach, Mike Sherman. But he was dreadful the other night. So we'll see what happens. I happen to probably take the opposite stance of Jacob. I don't think we're going to hear much more of Johnny Manziel again, other than to highlight another four-pick game for the Alouettes, which I think is probably coming. Tiger Woods, atypical at Firestone this past weekend, was good Thursday and Friday, and then crashed and burned Saturday and Sunday. Is Mike Socha coming or going? And OSU says Urban Meyer's investigation will be wrapped up in 14 days. Jacob and I will discuss all those coming up next.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.